KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports here this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's check results for the state volleyball championships yesterday in Class 3A first round play. It was 5th-seeded Osage holding off Davenport Assumption 3-2. Kemper Catholic, the top seed, an easy winner over Clarion Goldfield Dows in 3 straight yesterday. Tipton, the second seed, defeated New Hampton 3-1, and Mount Vernon down MOC Floyd Valley 3-1. In the 2A quarterfinals, it was top seed Beckman Catholic, a winner over Wilton in 3 in a row. In fact, Unity Christian also a 3-game sweep over Dyke New Hartford. It was second-seeded Western Christian beating number 7 seed Trainer 3-2. It went 15-11 in the deciding 5th game. Also third-seeded Sydney a winner as they beat number 6 seed Tri-Center 3-1 to advance. In Class 1A first-round play yesterday, top-seeded Janesville defeated Gladbrook Rhinebeck in 3 straight. Tripola beat Starmont 3-1. Galen Catholic, the second seed, a sweep in 3 over East Mills. And it was number 3 seed Holy Trinity Catholic over Montezuma also in 3 straight. Today's schedule includes all of the semifinals in all 5 classes. They'll start with Class 5A this morning at 10 o'clock. Cedar Falls faces Linmar, Ankeny Centennial playing West Des Moines Valley. In the 4A semis at noon today, Sergeant Bluff Luton battles Dubuque Wallert, while Cedar Rapids Xavier will play Dallas Center Grimes. In the 3A semis at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Osage will face Kemper Catholic. Tipton will play Mount Vernon. In the 2A semis, it's Beckman Catholic against Unity Christian, Sydney facing Western Christian. Those matches get underway at 4 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock this evening, the 1A semifinals have Janesville facing Tripola, and Galen Catholic facing Holy Trinity Catholic. Those winners advance to tomorrow's state championship matches. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference volleyball teams for the season. Among the first team selections, 4 players from Tri-Center, including Lily DeHeer, Brooklyn Hunt, Emma McDonald, and Olivia Mason. Also from Trainer, Mia Shipley, Sydney Huseman, and Connor Sudman all were first-team picks. Underwood's Macy Van Fossen, also a first-team selection. Second-team selections include IKM Manning's Gabrielle Cadwell. Also from AHSTW, 3 players, Kinsey Scheffler, Paige Osweiler, and Kate Wise, all were second-team selections. Other second-team picks include Carter Crispin of Missouri Valley, Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Alexis Christians of Logan Magnolia, Zoe Russ of Underwood, and Jaden Achenbach of Riverside, all were second-team picks. On college basketball news, number 20 TCU was the lone top 25 men's basketball team in action last night. The Horned Frogs almost played themselves out of next week's poll. TCU trailed by as many as 11 in the first half before they pulled out a 66-61 win over Cal State Bakersfield. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says junior point guard Jordan Bohannon may play in tonight's season opener against Missouri Kansas City. Bohannon missed Sunday's exhibition game for what McCaffrey called a bad bruise.
You know, I think you just see how he does, you know, see how he's feeling. If he's ready to go, he'll go. And, you know, if he gets sore, we'll take him out. There's really no other way to plan for that. So, you know, those things just take time. You know, there's no way around it.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes want to establish a style of play early.
We're going to push it. We're going to share it. You know, we're going to work together. You know, nothing's changed there. And obviously, we want to defend. It's not an easy team to defend because they've got speed and quickness, and they share the ball, and they've got, I think, multiple weapons. So you got to have the right mindset.
McCaffrey believes that this team can become more consistent from the perimeter.
You know, I think we have multiple three-point shooters, and, you know, we move the ball really well as a team. And you got to take and make threes. That's what the game has become. You know, I said this before, but used to be if you made 10 threes, that was probably enough. I'm not sure that is anymore.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. Iowa, UMKC from Carver Hawkeye Arena. 6 o'clock is our broadcast start time in that contest this evening. Well, Drake University says they'll sell beer at their basketball arena this season, making the Bulldogs the first team in Iowa to offer alcohol sales to its fans. The Bulldogs announced Wednesday their initial offerings at the Knapp Center will include a selection of national and local craft brands. They'll begin selling beer tonight when they open the season against Buena Vista. Drake says beer sales at men's and women's basketball games are part of an overall plan to enhance the fan experience at the Knapp Center. The Bulldogs have also upgraded the interior and exterior lighting at their arena and reduced their concessions prices. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones will be going with a smaller lineup the remainder of the month. Sophomore Cam Lard and senior Zoran Talley have been suspended until at least early December, and junior Solomon Young has been sidelined by a groin injury.
We could sit here and talk about Solomon, Cameron, and Zoran. It's disappointing, especially for Solomon's situation, because it's unforced, you know, through injury. But it's the cards we have, and these guys got to respond.
Cyclones opened with a 79-53 win over Alabama State.
I've told our guys all the time our margin for error is not much. That's why we have to, there's a way we have to go about things, the way we watch tape, the way we practice, attention to detail and scouting. The margin for error isn't. I mean, that's just reality.
Prohm says with a smaller lineup, tempo is even more critical.
You know, what do we got to do to get our pace going again? You know, we got to continue to push pace and try to get the ball, get them on their heels as fast as we can and get the ball moving and really just trying to get the first bag close out to where we can play off drive and kick.
Cyclones have an interesting early season test coming up next on Friday night as they'll host Missouri in Ames. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes say they remain motivated for the final three games of the football season. Two straight heartbreaking road losses ended their Big Ten title hopes, and now they get set to host West Division leader Northwestern.
There's still a lot to play for. You know, we still have the ability to, you know, win three more games, and you know, we have the ability to, you know, become a lot better as a team. You know, I think just that self-improvement is really what drives us right now.
That's Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. Safety Amani Hooker says there's no quit in the team.
We're going to put the guys out there who are competitive and who want to win. And if you don't want to win, it's going to show, and that's when you might not be on the field no more. But I have faith in all the guys that we're going to come out and really compete these next three games.
Running back Ivory Kelly Martin says while the Wildcats are known for offense, it's their defense that has led them to the top of the division.
They're a strong team. They're very smart team that plays well together, and just being very physical and us being able to, you know, really try to establish the running game as much as we can. It's going to be definitely a challenge for us, but we're down to it.
Iowa will host the Wildcats in their blackout game coming up this Saturday. We'll have it for you from what will be a chilly Kinnick Stadium. Iowa Northwestern on the air at 12:30 Saturday. Kickoff set for 2:30 in that one. The University of Maryland has fired two trainers that were involved in the treatment of Jordan McNair after he collapsed on the field and subsequently died of heat stroke. Maryland has not formally announced the decision and has never named the trainers placed on paid leave. However, a person familiar with the investigation told the Associated Press in August that a football athletic trainer, Wes Robinson, and the director of athletic training, Steve Nordwall, have been placed on leave following McNair's death. Athletic Department spokesman Dustin Samanovic said Wednesday that the trainers that were previously on administrative leave are no longer employed at the university. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints' potent passing attack may have become even more explosive. The Saints have signed veteran receiver Dez Bryant for the remainder of the season. Bryant spent his first 8 years in the NFL with Dallas and caught 69 passes for 838 yards and 6 touchdowns for the Cowboys last season before he was released in a salary cap move. It remains unclear to what extent Bryant will play when the Saints visit Cincinnati on Sunday. Breeze has thrown for at least 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in half of the team's 8 games this season, a major reason for their 7-1 start. New Orleans is third in the NFL with 279 points. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill has been ruled out of Sunday's game at Green Bay because of a throwing shoulder injury. Backup Brock Osweiler will make his 5th consecutive start. Coach Adam Gase says the goal is for Tannehill to return for the Indianapolis game November 25th. The Dolphins have a bye next week. Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold has a boot on his right foot and isn't practicing, leaving his status for the team's game Sunday against Buffalo in doubt. Darnold was injured during the Jets' 13-6 loss at Miami last Sunday, but finished the game. If he's unable to start, 39-year-old backup Josh McCown would take his place. Browns linebacker Christian Kirksey and cornerback E.J. Gaines have been placed on injured reserve. Kirksey hurt his hamstring during Sunday's loss to Kansas City, while Gaines suffered his second concussion in 3 weeks. In baseball news, Atlanta Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson is expected to be ready for spring training following surgery Monday to remove a loose body in his left wrist. The 24-year-old Swanson hit .238 with 14 homers and 59 RBI in 136 games last season. He was left off the National League Division Series roster against the Dodgers after tearing a ligament in his left hand late in the season. His hand and wrist were examined at the time. And racing news, Kevin Harvick's shot at a NASCAR Cup title may have ended with a failed inspection. Harvick has been stripped of his automatic berth in the championship race after NASCAR ruled his car had an illegal spoiler when he won at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. He enters this weekend's race at Phoenix, fourth among the remaining eight playoff drivers, 3 points above the cut line. Harvick must also close out the final two races of the season without crew chief Rodney Childers and car chief Robert Smith, who were suspended due to Sunday's infraction. Joey Logano is the lone driver to have locked up one of the four spots in next weekend's championship race at Homestead Miami Speedway. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.